I'm Kier.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Jay from Gallifrey Public Radio,
a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual.
Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs. It's a Legends Entertainment news stream. I'm V.
I'm Wing.
I'm Shark Taco.
And I'm Abby.
You're not supposed to do both parts, you dummy. You're supposed to set it up for the other people on the cast.
I'm French. I don't care.
I like to state that I'm French and I do care, so.
Okay.
Yeah, see, she makes you better, Wing.
It doesn't represent all of us.
Thank God.
Thank God. Oh, boy. And anyway, so this week we'll talk.
That was an all-time quick to the bashing of the French Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch. But let's talk about geeky stuff, TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time.
Well, it's between Christmas and New Year's news. So, hey, there's a Pokemon game coming out.
I'm so excited for this. I'm so excited.
Nerd.
Like, actually, I know I'm not projecting it, but I really am. Did you guys read the article on it?
No.
Oh, so it's being developed by the same people who worked on Ingress, which is a mobile app that's like connected to Google Plus, and it's really cool. It's like location based. You have to actually walk around to the physical locations to unlock certain things. And that's how the Pokemon catching is going to work. You're going to have to walk around in the wild to catch the different Pokemon and like find gyms.
That is
and
so
I'm
awesome.
I'm so ready for this.
I'm never going to see you again, huh?
There's
I'm
a
month.
Oh yeah, yeah, she's, okay. You can get her. You can get a hold of her on her phone. There's
on her phone. There you go. In between two games.
No, there's a Marvel trading game that's like this, but nothing at all like this. It's still collecting cards and having fun, but this sounds like it could be cool. Make people get off their couch and like look around. You know what? This is gonna get kids killed. They're gonna be looking at their phones,
wow,
trying to catch a Pokemon and catch a bus.
Well, it looks like geocaching. Do you know that app, Geocache?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. I've never done it, but it could be fun.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's same thing, but with Pokemon instead of actual stuff that people takes time to hide, I guess.
That you end up throwing out in the trash.
Well. Yeah, but not the
it's
point.
Stupid plastic stuff that nobody really cares about, and the point is really just to find it.
But
I got a squirt
it.
Gun!
Yeah, but you found
and a
it!
A Squirtle would be way cooler.
Seriously.
A what?
A Squirtle? You said squirt gun, so I said Squirtle.
I don't know what a Squirtle
is.
Oh, yeah, you're missing out.
You non-Pokemon folk, I don't understand.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Is it just me, or like since the whole like red and blue, they've gotten, like, Pokemon have gotten less cute and more, like, bulky and weird.
There was a lot of teeth on one of the toys we saw at eBay Games. Or
oh, my
GameStop.
God. Why do they even make plushes of these Pokemons? They're so ugly and non-cuddly.
They're creepy.
Some of them are still super cuddly. Like, Mareep. It's like an electric sheep. Super cuddly.
Cuddly electric.
Yeah.
Dreams of electric dreams.
It's shocking.
Oh, la, la.
And in movie news, Star Wars is still fucking killing it.
Well, their second weekend is better than most movies' first weekend.
Their second weekend is better than most movies' first domestic run.
Well, yeah.
It's $149 million for their second weekend.
But that they're at $1.3 billion in like 12 days or something?
Yeah,
crazy.
I have that down in the Star Wars news. It's stupid. But yeah, so basically nothing is making money. Concussion came out this week and made $10 million. Point Break came out this week and made $9 million. And The Hateful Eight came out this week and made $4.6 million.
Okay, The Hateful Eight doesn't count though because it got out in like 8 different theaters. That's the 17-minute.
Oh, really? So, okay, they're still doing good.
Yeah, they're doing pretty freaking
good. 100.
Yeah, so they're in 100 theater, and they pull out $400 million. And let's go check Point Break. 2,900 theater, they made $9 million. That pays for craft service.
Yeah, I might rent that. I will
never. Why?
Point Break? I don't know, because I've actually heard, because it's people actually doing more crazy stunts nowadays. It might be worth my $4.95 to rent.
Critics were like really like killing it. This movie was like a piece of crap. So why would you want to do that?
Still, I don't know. I'm a fan of the old ones. So just like Red Dawn. That's what it was.
Okay, as that remake was kind of fun, though.
Yes, so this, as shitty as we ripped on Red Dawn, this could be...
Yeah, but Red Dawn is a shitty movie to start with. Point Break is an awesome movie.
Don't get him excited. His doctor said not to get him too excited.
Yeah, that's true.
His doctor's been saying that since I've known him, so I'm not worried about it. But yeah, no, I don't know. I'll still see it.
Okay, good. You tell me if it's good. Don't rent that when I get down there, because I'm gonna make you
watch it. Duct tape you to a chair and, I don't know, feed you speed or something so you have to stay awake and watch it.
To be fair, you owe him one since Enemy Mine.
You brought that shit up.
You did.
You brought it up. I seconded the stupid notion.
Yeah, you're the one to blame for Enemy Mines. I'm sorry.
No, but, you know, you're the one to blame for me.
Well, okay. Yes.
wait. Then we get to blame Wing himself for Enemy Mine?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Pics of Doctor Strange.
Okay, he looks like Doctor freaking Strange. Like, exactly like the cartoon. The comic book character, sorry. You are?
I don't even think cautiously optimistic does it.
Why? It's Doctor Strange.
Is that too optimistic, or are you? I can't tell what that means.
No, I don't even know where I stand on this. It's just scary to me.
I think this is the first role I've seen Benedict Cumberbatch in that I'm actually going to like him in. I think he's going to be good here.
Oh, that's true. You and I haven't like liked Sherlock. Him
before. Yeah, that happens. Yeah.
But you don't like him in anything else, like Smog? You don't like him as a giant dragon?
No.
I'm kind of iffy on him. Are we going to cover The Hobbit? Because then I will have lots to say.
Are we going to cover The Hobbit?
Not
can
for
we cover the short version?
Can we cover like the 1 hour version edited of the three movies?
I know I don't there's think a, they have that. Do they?
No, there's a supercut online. Like somebody did a 3 hour version of all the three.
There's
movies.
Also a Tolkien edit that's pretty good.
Ooh,
I would like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the anti-cheese edit that came out of Star Wars. There's no cheese in it. They cut all the cheesy part of the prequels. It's around 2.5 hours total for three movies.
Wow. Is there even a point to watching that?
No, that's why you didn't watch the prequels. Because there's no point.
And apparently Hannibal will be playing the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yay, more Mads!
Yeah, Mads is getting a push in his career right now. He's finishing Hannibal, and now he's in Star Wars. Good contract with Disney, man.
We gotta finish Hannibal.
I know. We've got like 2 or 3 episodes left. We just need to do it.
I finished Hannibal, and it's just as amazing as you can imagine.
The second season faltered a bit, but that third season, they really... Yeah.
I'm 2 episodes in. Don't spoil it.
It's a little slow for about the first 4-ish. It's not that it's slow. It's just...
Yeah, when he's in Italy.
Spacey. It's like... What's the word, Abby? It's not spacey, but it's like... I don't know.
It goes in a million directions at once.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to do. I mean, it's fun and cool because it does remind me of the actual book Hannibal, but... Yeah,
and there are lots of flashbacks and dreams and
yeah, you're kind of asking, wait, is she still who's alive? What's going on?
Yeah, the first 3 episodes I've seen, that's it. There's a lot of flashback dreams. They're in Italy, but I love the vibe because it feels like you said the book that's in the future, Hannibal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I like the way they're aping on the book for like vibe, location, and stuff like that. But they're making their own story. So, so Abby, how do you feel about that?
About Hannibal?
Yeah, have you read the book? Because I know you had a problem with Sherlock changing, so this is changing everything.
No, I haven't. I haven't read any of the Hannibal books at all, so I don't have any problem with the adaptation because I don't know what to compare it to.
Okay.
I have to go backwards on this one and let you know.
Yeah, not all the books are very good though. The first one where Hannibal is like an afterthought are really really good. And when he became
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, and when it became the main character is like, oh yeah, I need a check. Let's write a book.
Mm. Hannibal wasn't horrible, but the book wasn't great either. I liked it. Shut up. Anyways, Disneyland closing down attractions to make room for Star Wars Land. Can anybody say, duh?
Whatever. Put me some Star Wars in Disney. I'm just happy. That's it.
I would actually be interested to go someday. Oh, I wouldn't
fine.
Go.
We found someone to go with you, Wing. Yay.
I won't go with him. No, not, no. I just, it's too expensive. If I had kids someday, I'd maybe take them there, but I won't go specifically just for Star Wars Land because A, they don't sell beer, and B, then I got to fight through swarms of children.
They said that they would sell beer in the cantina.
In the one cantina.
Yeah.
Great. So that means all the other dads and moms that want a cold, tasty beverage are going to be fighting into the cantina with me.
While you listen to the same song.
Right, right.
And getting dragged out by the stormtroopers.
Right,
they're
and then
fighting
someone's
in there.
There's going to be fight. Yeah, there's going to be fights. And
you're going to have to
headshot first. No, he didn't.
That sounds dreamy. Perfect vacation. Come on.
No. I can have that same effect while sitting on my couch and drinking for a cheap beer.
Yeah, but we could do that, and then the next week we can go to Harry Potter Land.
Isn't there a
Harry Potter fan around here now? Okay. I'll go alone.
Abby, you can go to Harry Potter Land with Wing. Shark Taco and I'll just drink that day.
Let's.
I dress up and everything. It'd be great.
I have a wand. I think we have a plan. Okay.
I've got robes. I've got scarves. I have everything. I'd be all set.
Okay. I can dress you as a Jedi for the other day. See, we can make this work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. You guys go drink and not have fun, and we'll go have fun and cosplay and
we'll have a terrible time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could never really get behind the
fart jelly beans. Come on.
What?
Ew. It's just you.
There's another movie coming out. Apparently, they're making an Assassin's Creed flick, and the first picture is pretty snazzy.
Hey, we've been talking about that for 5 years. There's
yeah,
a picture.
I know.
They're shooting.
Oh, or it's just a picture.
Well, maybe, but it looks kind of real.
I know.
Actually,
it could be cool. That's right. We did see the one with him cloaked a while ago.
Actually, to be honest, when I look at this picture, it looks like Prince of Persia, and I'm like, the movie was not
good. Except it has Michael Fassbender.
I know. The other one had Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not as excited about this. I mean, it could be fun, but I don't.
There's a potential for a great movie. Have they wrote a great movie? I don't know.
Do you know anything about the plot?
Nope.
He's an assassin, and he has a credo.
Yeah, he's nice. The descendant of an assassin, and he's reliving the past to no.
Well, I know the Assassin's Creed plot. Like
I don't,
but I mean of the movie itself.
No,
we know nothing of that.
We know it's not a character from the video games. It's another guy. So,
cool.
But they have the perfect story for that. So, we'll see. Batman versus Superman released some pic too, and we see a better look at the Batcave, and there's a lot of glass and screens. Everybody needs a lot of screens, it seems.
I'm just ready to see this. I'm not super excited. Oh, wait, what's this? Is it seriously the day before my birthday next year? March 25th it comes
yes,
out?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Okay, so now I'm a little bit more excited to see this. But
You want to fight, Deadpool's coming out 2 days before my birthday. So.
I think I will be in Bostonia then, so I might have to drag Abby kicking and screaming to see Deadpool.
Oh, you don't have to drag me anywhere. That looks great.
That's a perfect date movie for Valentine's Day. That
it really is.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
I think that looks... It just... Oh, your face looks like the inside of someone else's asshole. It's so wrong. It's right.
Yeah. And they released a bunch of stuff this week. Let's jump a little bit. The guy who plays Colossus went in an interview because it's not the guy we thought that was, which is kind of funny.
It's not the guy from, like, 4 X-Men ago or whatever?
No, it's another guy. They actually hired an actor this time with a Russian accent. They actually hired a Russian to play a Russian.
No way.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
So they're just slipping.
Yeah, it's like reality is coming in. It's crazy. But that was pretty interesting. The other thing is that more trailers. I mean, there's been the 12 Days of Deadpool where there's been posters and video.
So great.
Yeah, and that last trailer was...
That Red Band trailer I've watched probably half a dozen times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I ran across like the PG-13 trailer first, and I was like, oh, okay, this looks great. And then at the very end, it's Deadpool saying, like, if you want to see the good stuff, like, go to the Red Band site. And then I saw that when I was like, oh, this is what the movie is. Now I understand.
Right at the very end of the Red Band trailer where he's talking about Gina Carano and he goes, oh, man, I'd hate to be the guy that pressures her into prom sex or whatever.
Yeah.
So fucking great. Yeah. Okay. We're horrible people, but okay.
Yeah, well, yes, we are. Well, like, that's the point of Deadpool. It's like, it's kind of cards against humanity. You need to know where you stand in the world.
I like that. Deadpool, the cards against humanity version of Marvel movie.
Yep.
Nolan doing a World War II movie pick with Tom Hardy.
Yeah, that's okay. That's always fun because he's always choosing something different, except for Batman, where he tried to get different style in there, but going full historical World War II. The movie is about the evacuation of Dunkirk. I'm not good into World War history, but if he's telling the tale, I'm ready to listen to him.
Yeah, I like history, and if he's telling the tale, I'm uber ready to listen to him. This could be like Saving Private Ryan or Black Hawk Down on crack, Nolan style.
Yeah, exactly. Go do your war movie. Show us what you can do. I think that's also Nolan trying to get an Oscar, but...
Well, he's done a little bit of everything else, right? Now he just needs a fucking Western, and then he can start over again.
Yeah, good point. Okay, I want him to do a James Bond movie, too, but that's not going to happen. Trailer dump? Well... Again, not a lot of trailer. We talked about Deadpool. It's great. You should watch it half a dozen times, according to Beef.
2 or 3 hour.
Okay. And Legends of Tomorrow. Okay. Is it me or WB is just abusing the trailer concept? They're releasing trailer every 2-3 days.
Yeah, and it didn't really seem like a trailer. It was just like, here's a bunch of action special effects. Oh, look, we have 18 people cast. Like, it didn't... I don't feel like it gave you a glimpse into what the show's actually going to be like.
Is it a trailer? Yeah, or is it just... Okay, here's kind of what's going on.
You know?
Yeah.
It's promos for a TV show, which is actually what it is. So, the fact that it's superhero for some reason, we're taking these out of context. Because if they were CSI, nobody would be talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I don't know.
But I am hopeful for this show, though, because there are rumors that Constantine might be worked into Legends of Tomorrow, and I just really, really, really want Constantine back. And I want him back. And
it's going to be as bad as the other one.
No, it's going to be better than his Arrow cameo. Barely. And Ryan will
his Arrow cameo was pretty cool. Come on.
You're going to watch a whole show just to maybe see 2 episodes. Why don't you just watch the 2 or 3 episodes with the guy you like?
Man's got a point.
Okay. Well, I've rewatched Constantine 3 times, and I don't feel like I can do that many more times. So
I did like Constantine a lot. It's
more
just,
new Constantine.
You know what? Maybe Fox should get it now so they could do it for a season and then throw it away.
Be done with that.
Okay. Good point. Good talk. Good talk, Beef.
You know what, Wing? Don't you have to... Something talk about Star Wars now? God.
Star Wars. So Star Wars countdown to episode 8? Are you ready for that?
We don't care.
513 days?
Oh, okay, you did adjust the thing. You're a loser. but yeah, so it made $1 billion faster than anybody's mom ever thought it could.
Have you guys all seen it by now?
Yeah.
The three of you? Oh, okay.
Have you?
No.
No? Why?
I don't know. I haven't seen something in theaters in, like, I don't know. Like, last New Year's, was it?
The Hobbit.
Yeah, I'm looking at Beef. I'm like, I think it was the last Hobbit that we went and saw together. I haven't been back to see a movie since then, so I just don't go out very much, I guess.
Guardians.
Look at the rest of the world. They're all giving their money to Star Wars. You should do that, too.
Guardians. She saw Guardians.
Guardians,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, Guardians of the Galaxy. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Who hasn't seen Guardians of the Galaxy here?
Me.
Oh.
Oh my god. I'll give you access to my Vudu account, Wayne. You guys need to watch it.
Watch it just for Groot.
And Rocket. God, I can't believe I'm fucking saying that.
Yeah, somehow I'm pretty sure you have a physical copy of that here.
Yeah, I do. I do. The story is that we basically dog on that movie for 2 years because it's a raccoon in a tree in space.
I know, that's pretty awesome.
And then it got good.
And then with good music, too, I hear.
Yeah, then we ate crow.
Oh, it's a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Who's the oh, you mean like the songs, not like the
the mix.
Music. Okay.
The awesome mix volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look up the composer.
The composer for the classical track, you mean?
Yeah, like the actual like movie score.
Oh, I think it's the same guy who does all the Marvel generic stuff, so... Bom, bom, bom. Any more news? I think we're out of news. Star Wars making lots of money. People giving their money to Star Wars, billions of dollars.
People don't want to talk to their family over the holidays.
No, they want to talk about
the best thing that happened this Christmas.
Their family. Mm. It's all about the Skywalkers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see.
Totally.
I'm ready.
All right. So yeah, this has been the news and stuff.
And stuff. See you next year.
You.
That's weird.
I know.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.